Thank you so much for welcoming me this morning.
谢谢大家这么来欢迎我们。
It's really something to how we share the Lord together, how you feel at home immediately.
当我们一起分享主的时候，我们觉得到了，就像到了家一样。
And I feel at home in the midst of all you brothers and sisters this morning.
在弟兄姊妹当中，我实在是觉得回到家中。
I have to apologize before I start.
我开始之前要向大家道歉。
For I come without my family today.
今天是和家人一起过来。
My wife and two kids are home resting.
我的太太和孩子们在家里面，没有和我一起来。
I promise the next time they'll come.
我应许大家，下次一定会一起来。
But instead, I brought a crew from Manhattan here.
这次呢，我是把那个在曼哈顿那边聚会的一些年轻弟兄姊妹们带到我们当中。
Please open up the word to John chapter 15.
我们一起翻到约翰福音十五章。
I'll read a few verses from the beginning of John 15.
我们读几节十五章的开始几节。
Starting from verse 1.
第一节开始。
I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser.
我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。
Every branch in me that does not bear fruit he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit he prunes, that it may bear more fruit.
凡属我不结果子的枝子，他就剪去；凡结果子的，他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。
You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself.Unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me.
现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了，你们要常在我里面，我也常在你们里面。
I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing.
枝子若不常在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不常在我里面，也是这样。我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。常在我里面的，我也常在您他里面。这人就多结果子。你们离了我，你们就不能做什么。
I'll read that last phrase one more time. For without me, you can do nothing.
最后一节的后半部分，我再读一遍。因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
So I'll start by telling a little story.
我开始给大家讲一个小故事。
Several months ago, my wife and I went on a date.
几个月之前，我和我的太太有一个约会。
We went to a Philharmonic show at the New York City Philharmonic.
我们去的纽约城里的有一个这样的一个活动。
And the New York City Philharmonic, the orchestra, is the oldest orchestra in the United States.
是纽约的交响乐团，是在美国非常古老的一个。
And not only that, it's also the most prolific philharmonic in the country. It's played more concerts than any other orchestra in this country.
这一个的交响乐团呢是非常盛产很多的作品，就是他演奏过非常多的作品。
Something like 15,000 concerts over its history.
在他的历史中，大概有15,000个这样的音乐会是他们所举办。
Truly, the musicians are the best of the best.
那里面的音乐家是好中的最好。
So my wife, who grew up playing violin and piano, I asked her a question.
我的太太长大的时候呢，她也弹过小提琴和钢琴。
These are the best musicians in the world.
我就问她，这是最好的音乐家。
Why do they need a conductor?
他们为什么还需要这样指挥呢？
You know, all of them on their own, they know the music.
每一个人都是非常懂音乐。
They're well trained.
非常好的，经过非常好的训练。
I'm sure they knew the piece that they were playing on that particular night.
在那天晚上他们要弹的，他们也非常熟悉。
So I was really perplexed about why they needed a conductor.
我就有这个困惑，他们为什么还需要一个指挥在那指挥呢？
And there's something that I saw in my question that speaks about this verse.
我觉得这个呢就和我们今天读的这个经节很有关系。
There's something about how the conductor of the orchestra brings about a unity, a harmony, a gathering together and a oneness.
在这个交响乐团中的指挥的作用就是把所有的这些音乐的合在一起成为一个非常和谐的统一的。
And as I was thinking about that in preparation for sharing today,
我在想这个事情的时候就在预备今天的信息,
made me think about our need for the conductor as well.
我就想到我们也何等需要这样的一个指挥。
And I would say there are three main things that I've gleaned from considering that verse in John 15 about apart from me, you can do nothing.
就这个约翰福音十五章的，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。我有三点的交通。
It's such a simple but yet strong word.
是非常简单，但是呢，却是非常的重要。
Nothing.
这里讲到就是不能做什么，什么都做不了。
Not some things, not a few things, nothing.
不是你可以做一点或者不能做一点，是说的是什么都不能做。
So I'd like to just share three points today regarding this thought about apart from me, you can do nothing.
我呢有三点这一点的分享。
The first thing is that we must declare our utter and total need for the Lord.
第一点就是我们必须要承认我们对主要有完全的这样的一个需要。
That's the beginning step, is to make that declaration.
就是首先我们要宣称我们完全需要主。
And the second thought that flowed from that was that we must listen to everything that our Lord says.
第二点就是我们要听主给我们讲的任何一件事情。
And then followed from there is that we must submit and obey everything that He says to us without delay.
第三点就是对他所讲的，我们没有任何犹豫的，就要完全的来顺服，遵守。
So there's a declaration, a listening, and a submission that comes along with this.
所以有宣称，有听到，然后呢，有去来顺服。
So thinking of that declaration, it made me think of young King Solomon. So please turn to 1 Kings chapter 3.
第一点的时候，我们又想到了在所罗门王非常年轻的时候的一个例子，在
1 Kings chapter 3, we'll read from verse 5.
在历代列王记上第三章。 第五节到第九节。
1 Kings 3 from verse 5.
第三章第五节开始。
At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, Ask, what shall I give you?
在基遍夜间梦中，耶和华向所罗门显现，对他说，你愿我赐你什么，你可以求。
And Solomon said, You have shown great mercy to your servant David, my father. Because he walked before you in truth, in righteousness, and in uprightness of heart with you. You have continued this great kindness for him, and you have given him a son to sit on his throne as it is this day.
所罗门说，你仆人我父亲大卫用诚实公义正直的心行在你面前，你就向他大施恩典，又为他存留大恩，赐他一个儿子坐在他的位上，正如今日一样。
Now, O Lord my God, You have made your servant king instead of my father David, but I am a little child. I do not know how to go out or come in.
耶和华我的神啊，如今你使仆人接续我父亲大卫作王，但我是幼童，不知道应当怎样出入。
I do not know how to go out or come in.
我不知道应当怎样出入。
And I think you know, as Solomon asked for wisdom after this declaration.
大家知道呢，这个借着这个宣称呢，所罗门就开始向神要智慧。
And ultimately, a few verses later, God was well pleased with Solomon's request.
在几节之后呢，我们知道神就非常喜悦所罗门这样的请求。
King Solomon knew that he needed guidance.
所罗门王知道他需要神的引导。
Now he made that declaration early. I think there are many young people that are here today.
今天当中，我们当中有很多年轻人。他呢，在这里，所罗门在这里有一个宣称。
This is not a word that's just for your parents.
这些话不是只是为你们的父母亲。
It's really a word for all of us to hear. That declaration that we don't know how to go out or come in. We need him.
这话呢，是对我们针对每一个人啊，我们知道我们不知道。
Now it's easy to make that declaration when we really can't do something.
我们知道, 当我们不能做什么时候, 我们可以这样说。
When we come to an end of ourselves and can't handle a situation,
当我们走到人的尽头, 不能处理这个事情的时候,
then it's easy to say, I need you.
那时候很常容易说, 我需要神。
But I think there's something really special when we see that in all things we need him.
但是呢, 我们要在任何事情都知道我们需要他, 这不容易。
Little things.
一些小事情。
What class to take?
你要选什么课?
What college to go to?
你去什么样的学院?
Should I take a promotion?
要不要被这个我们可以升迁?
Recently, I was encouraged by my boss at work.
最近呢,我的老板呢,就鼓励我。
As she has told me that she sees me growing in the office.
她告诉我呢,她觉得我在公司做得不错。
Having an opportunity to have a greater title.
有这个机会可以得到提升。
She said, I think it would be a good idea for you to work more hours.
她说你要是多工作些时间会是个好主意。
My evaluation was stellar though.
我的这个评价会有这个关系。
She said, you do everything excellent.
你做每件事情都非常好。
But if you want to move up in the company, you have to work longer hours.
但是你要想再升一步的话, 你就需要更多的工作。
We want you to show the executives that you really care.
我想让那些更高的这些职位的人看到你, 实在是关心公司。
Never mind the good work that you do. Don't worry about being efficient. Just spend more hours.
不要担心呢，你这个好像不太有效率啊。 只要是多些时间工作。
That doesn't make sense to me.
这对我来说好像不太讲理。
So I have to make a decision.
但是我需要做个决定。
You know, I've been working in Manhattan, well, working in New York City for almost exactly 10 years.
我在纽约市已经差不多工作了10年。
And to me, the Lord blessed me with a job that allows me to leave work at 5 p.m. every day.
神非常祝福我, 每天差不多5点钟我就可以离开公司回家。
And particularly because I'm an attorney, to leave work at 5 p.m. every day is really unheard of.
就是作为一个律师啊, 这个5点钟离开是很少见的。
It gives me opportunity to meet for Bible studies and prayer meetings during the week.
在周间我就可以去参加祷告会, 读经聚会。
Spend time with my wife and young children.
可以和我的太太还有我的,
But work is drawing me. We want more hours from you.
但是呢,
What do I do?
我应该做什么呢?
It's easy in a situation to just think practically about what's the right thing to do.
我们非常容易就觉得实际上,
But I think it's a different thing to bring something like that before the Lord and say, I need your answer.
但是呢, 我们要来到主的面前, 求主来给我们指引, 一个答案, 这是不一样的。
Apart from you, I can do nothing. I can't make this decision without you.
离开主, 我们不能做任何事情, 没有办法做决定。
You know, that declaration that we make to say that apart from me, you can do nothing, declares our response to him and saying that you ruled.
在我们向主说,除了你,离了你以外,我们没办法做什么事情的时候,我们就把主放在一个为我们做决定的地位。
It actually reminds me back to the Garden of Eden.
这就使得我们想到在伊甸园的故事。
You know, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil really spoke of the independence of man.
这个分别善恶树的树就讲到我们人的独立。
When we declare that apart from him we can do nothing, we're rejecting the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
当我们宣称我们离了神就没办法做什么，就是我们要来弃绝这个分别善恶树的树。
What we're saying is that we need you. We need to be dependent.
所以我们就说我们需要来依靠神。
I think about, you know, we celebrate on July 4th in the U.S. our Independence Day.
在7月4号的时候我们会有美国的独立日。
So maybe one day a year we celebrate independence.
有一天我们可能要来庆祝我们的这个不是独立的长的日子。
So maybe if that's our Independence Day, the other 364 days should be our Declaration of Dependence Day.
我们这364天都是我们应该宣告我们要依靠神的日子。July
4th too. Every day.
包括这个独立日在内都是我们要依靠神的日子。You
know, when we wake up in the morning,
早晨我们醒来,
do we declare our dependence on Him as we begin our day?
我们在开始的时候我们有没有说我们依靠神?
I was encouraged years ago to begin the day by consecrating it to the Lord.
我每天应该把我们自己首先献给主,奉献给主。
To start the day and say, Lord, I need you.
就我们开始的这一天就说,主,我们依靠你。
And that daily consecration has brought, I think, much growth over the years.
在这多年以来，我每天向主这样来奉献的时候，给我有很大的成长。In
Manhattan, we're doing a devotional reading as a body.
作为在麦哈顿那边聚会的弟兄姊妹，我们每天都有这样的晨更的时间。And
one of the verses that we read this morning was from Psalm 63, verse 1.
我们今天所读到的就是在诗篇的六十三篇。
Oh God, you are my God.
就是神啊，你是我的神。Early
will I seek thee.
清早的时候我要来寻求你。Early
will I seek thee.
早晨的时候我要来寻求你。My
flesh longs for you.
我的肉体思念你。My
soul languishes for you.
我的心肠也来思念你。In
a dry and weary land where there is no water.
在干旱疲乏之地。That
was a declaration that I can't go on this day without you.
这就是一个宣告，这一天的开始，我们离了神没有办法做什么。But
then once we make that declaration, there has to be some fruit that follows from it.
我们这样宣称以后，我们还需要有这个结果。And
a lot of times it means that we have to wait upon Him for an answer.
很多时候就是我们要来等候神得到他的答案。And
that brings me to my second thought.
这就到我们的第二点。That
we must listen to everything that He says.
就是我们必须听神给我们所讲的一切的话。
And I thought about actually Solomon's father, David, when I was considering this thought of what it means to listen.
我就想到了所罗门的父亲大卫的例子。
And for the sake of time, I'm not going to go through every verse, but I will mention them.
我们不可能读到所有的这样的经节。
If you do a simple search for David inquiring of the Lord,
若是你要寻找大卫来寻求神这样的字眼在圣经中
You will see many, many, many references.
你会发现很多的经文提到这一点。
1 Samuel 23, verses 2 and 4.
在撒母耳书上第23章2到24节。
2 Samuel chapter 2, verse 5. You don't have to go through all these. 5, 11, 9. 11:23, chapter 11, verse 3, chapter 21, verse 1. I'm giving so many numbers that my brother can't even translate for me.
在撒母耳记下有好多的经节，刚才我们弟兄都提到。Think
about David.
想到我们大卫王。His
heart was completely for the Lord.
他的心完全向着神。I
feel like he of all people would know what the Lord wanted.
我们会想他一定知道神要让他做什么。But
yet over and over and over again, he inquired of the Lord.
但是呢，你就看到圣经不停地提到他来到神面前寻求神。His
life was marked by dependence and hearing from him.
他的生命就好像是里面特别的显著的特征，就是他常常来依靠神。Do
I go out to battle? Do I wait?
我们要不要去打仗还是不打?
What do I do?
我要做什么?
I think, just practically, I have a thought too here.
这里面非常实际的我也有一个想法。I
feel like sometimes it's so easy as a Christian to get into a routine.
有时候我们作为基督徒很快就会一个习惯的一个做法。And
this applies to so many areas of our walk as believers.
作为一个信徒，我们常常在很多的方面都是这样。Sometimes
you get into a routine of worship.
有时候我们甚至敬拜都是一个好像在习惯当中去做。
You know, I had a bad day, I'm not going to pray today. Or I prayed once, I can't pray another time.
我已经祷告过一次了，我就不再祷告了。
Or you know, number 93 is my favorite song. I'm going to call it out today, no matter what.
诗篇的第93篇这个诗歌是我最喜欢的，不管怎么样，我要点它。
Now these may be silly examples.
这可能是一个非常可笑的例子。
But the thought is there. Sometimes is it just a routine, or is worship something fresh?
我们是不是有时候是一个习惯，还是我们敬拜是带着新鲜的这样的心情？Do we
just know how to worship, or are we relying on Him to show us how to worship?
我们是不是说我们知道怎样敬拜，还是我们要靠着神来敬拜？
Even reading the Word.
甚至读神的话。
I think probably many of you are in the Word daily.
我们知道大家可能都会每天读圣经。
And over the course of the years that I've been gathering Manhattan, we've been on a reading plan together, as I mentioned.
在马哈顿，我们和弟兄姊妹也有一起每年的这样的读经的计划。
Which basically means that we go through the Bible once a year.
就是说每年我们可以把圣经读一遍。
And after you do that for several years, it almost becomes easy just to know what it's going to say next.
甚至你要这样坚持几年的话，你就会觉得。 下一个该读的你都知道什么内容。
You know, I know when I get to chapter 15 of John, it's going to talk about abiding in Him.
就是我们知道像约翻福音15章要讲到 讲到要住在主里面。
It's almost just like a check off. Well, I read today.
就好像是一个我们知道了做了就这样做了。
Even the reading of His Word, is there a declaration? Is there a listening to say, Lord, I need You to even read Your Word?
甚至在我们读经的时候，我们有没有这个祈头，要说主啊，我们依靠你来读经。
Reveal yourself to me in this word, in this day.
把你的话向我们，把你自己向我们显现。
I think about it even in service or in teaching, how easy it is when we get into a routine of things.
在我们服侍当中，在我们教小孩子的组织学中，都有这样的情形。
I thought about our brother A.B. Simpson. Do you know who that is?
我们都知道，我们有一个弟兄 A.B. Simpson.
We probably sing some of his hymns, you know. Once it was the blessing, now it is the Lord. I'm not going to sing the whole thing.
这个就是宣信弟兄啊，他有一个诗歌，我们在我们诗歌本都很熟悉。
I think the title is himself. Do you know this one?
他的这个题目就是他自己。
You know, actually, A.B. Simpson started preaching somewhere around 16 years old.
在这个宣信弟兄啊，16岁就开始讲道。
Can you believe that?
你相信吗？
And one thing that he said as he grew and matured
他说了一件事情在他开始成熟的时候
is that at a minimum, as long as you're going to speak, you should be praying at least that long.
若是你去讲多长时间，你至少要花那么多时间来祷告。
If you're going to share for an hour, you should be praying for at least an hour before you share.
你要是讲到一个小时，你至少要用一个小时的时间来祷告。
So I think when we get into that routine, sometimes we miss out on the better part.
因为我们要是在习惯中去做的时候，我们就会损失非常宝贵的一部分。
There's really something about seeking out His best, and we do that when we really rely on Him.
就是说我们要来寻求他给我们的最好，来依靠他。
I think something that many of us struggle with is just to have the stillness to be able to listen.
就是我们很多人缺乏的就是在他面前能够安静等候。
I'm the kind of person who has a lot of energy.
我是一个很有能量的人。
And it's tough for me just to sit still.
对我来说要静默是很难的。
And our lives, I feel like in this day, are marked by busyness.
我们的生活也是非常的忙碌。
So often we have fellowship with people, and when we ask them how they're doing, they say, I'm so busy.
在我们的一起交流的时候，我们会说你怎么样啊？我们大家都会基本上都说非常忙。
But if we're so busy and not still, how can we really hear from Him?
但若是我们非常非常忙碌，我们如何能听到神的声音？
As it talks about in the day of Elijah, the Lord said that He spoke in a still small voice.
在以利亚的日子，我们知道神向他说话是用微小的声音。
It's always something that I found such an interesting thing.
我们非常有趣地发现到,
for my job at work,
在我的工作,
oftentimes I speak to people.
我经常会要给大家谈事情。
I'm a prosecutor.
因为我是一个帮助者来，我是一个起诉的律师。
So I.
哦，我是个检察官。
So I speak to juries.
我要和这些陪审团讲话。
And there's something that I've learned over the years of how to grab people's attention.
我这个训练就是我要让大家能够向我注意。
People actually pay attention much more when you get quiet.
有时候你保持安静的时候，人们就会注意到你。
Because the more quiet you are, the more people really need to pay attention to what you're saying.
因为你说话声音越小，大家就需要这样仔细的听。
See, because naturally we think that when you raise your voice, that everyone's going to be paying attention.
因为你自己好像是讲到声音很大的时候，大家就会来注意你。
But actually, the most powerful times.Is when you slow down and just speak quietly.
实际上呢，是有能力的时间，是当你非常静、慢下来的时候，大家会才注意到。
There's such a blessing when you hear that still small voice.
我们要听到神微小的声音，是何等有福的。
For the Lord gives you confidence that you're doing His will.
因为你神就给你这样的信心，你做的对。
We have to listen to Him.
我们必须听他的话。
Once we make that declaration and we listen to him, we have to submit.
我们来宣告，也听到他的声音，我们也必须要来交给他，把我们交给他。
That brings me to my third point.
第三点。
We have to submit and follow him completely without delay.
我们要把我们交给他，也完全的来跟从他。
If I may read another verse from John chapter 5.
我们可以读约翰福音的第五章的一些经文。
This is our Lord Jesus.
这是我们的主耶稣。
John chapter 5 verse 19.
约翰福音第五章的十九节。
It says, Then Jesus answered and said to them, Most assuredly, I say to you, the Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do, for whatever he does,The Son also does in like manner.
耶稣对他们说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，子凭着自己不能做什么，唯有看见父所做的，子才能做。父所做的事，子也照样做。”
This is our Lord Jesus.
这就是我们的主耶稣。
God became man.
神成为人。
And his declaration was that he could do nothing apart from the Father.
他的宣称也是，他离了父就不能做什么。
How can we not make the same declaration?
我们没有办法不这样同样去做。
You know, as a father, I think I can appreciate this a little bit.
作为一个父亲，我也非常的能够领会这一点。
Appreciate the joy of a child who obeys.
我们非常的看到我们孩子们听从我们，就非常的感恩。
I see some parents smiling.
很多的父母亲就微笑了。
Isn't it such a blessing when your child obeys?
当我们的孩子们听我们的话，我们实在是觉得很祝福。
As a father, all I want to do is give guidance and advice to my children.
作为父亲，我们就要给孩子们一些的这样的一些的指导。
Even if they don't believe it, I know the better way.
虽然他们不一定相信，但是呢，他们好像觉得有更好的方法。
I only do things for their benefit.
但是作为父亲，我们是为了他们的好处来指导他们。
I only want to help.
我只是要帮助他们。
I only want them to grow.
让他们能够成长起来。
I only want them to see that I love them.
让他们看到我是爱他们的。
But what happens?
什么发生了呢？
Sometimes the child listens.
有时候孩子听。
Sometimes the child doesn't listen.
有时候孩子不听。
And there's an option if the child listens, whether or not the child is going to obey.
在这个他听的时候，我们也不知道他是不是能够遵守。
So my daughter turns 4 next month.
我的女儿呢，下个月就四岁了。
It's a very cute age.
非常可爱。
But also an age where there's a lot of will that comes out.
但是那个年龄呢，也有他的自己的一些想法啊，意志出来。
My daughter, she loves to read books.
她很喜欢读书。
So after we're done reading books, I ask her, please put the books away.
读完书呢，我就告诉她，请把你的书放下。
She's gotten to the point where now she says yes.
她现在呢，已经说可以说可以。
Does she always put the books away though?
她是不是把这个书真正的放下呢？
No.
没有。
She says it, then she doesn't do it.
她说是的, 然后就没有做。
Sometimes she says it, and then she goes does something else.
有时候她就是说的一件事情, 然后做的事情是不一样的。
And then maybe later she'll go put the book away.
或者是过一段时间再把书放下。
So there's the active disobedience of not doing it.
有些呢是就是 非常积极地来, 不敢遵守,
but there's another form of disobedience there too.
但另一种的这样的不遵守也是,
delayed obedience.
是, 这样好像不是马上遵守。
When the child is spoken to and delays obeying, it's just the same as disobeying.
若是一个孩子他听到了, 没有马上遵守, 这是一种的不遵守。
She's exerting her own will.
她是有一个自己的这样的意志出来。
She's not submitting and following the guidance of the Father.
她没有把她自己交出来, 然后呢, 来遵守父亲的这样的管, 指教。
Many lessons in being a parent.
作为父亲、父母亲有这样的一个学习。
Even sharing this story makes me make a declaration that I need the Lord for everything.
甚至我讲了这个例子, 我也实在是觉得我宣告, 我需要神的帮助。
I think you learn very quickly when you're a parent that apart from him, we can do nothing.
在我们做父母亲的, 我们很快就知道我们需要神的帮助。
But there's so much honor and such a pleasing heart that the Father has when the child obeys completely and without delay.
当一个孩子完全的没有, 这样拦阻的来顺服父亲的时候, 父亲的实在是心里非常的, 尊荣, 非常的欢喜。
And I feel like that's the sense that the Lord's giving me now.
我想这是神给我的一个感觉。
Without delay, we must obey Him.
我们不能够来, 单言的来遵守他。
You know, we're in the last days.
我们在最后的日子里了。
There's not time to delay obedience.
没有, 可以来单言来顺服的机会，太多机会。
As we see that day approaching, shouldn't it speak to us more about how we need to obey Him immediately?
我们在日子神来的日子近的时候，我们是不是被提醒我们要赶快的顺从他？
And this idea of an utter and complete declaration and listening and submission speaks to all areas of our lives.
这个宣告然后听并且来遵守的这一个完全的顺服呢，是在每一个的生活的情形都应该这样。
It applies to us as individuals.
是我们个人。
You and your own walk with the Lord.
你和神的同行。
It applies corporately.
也对我们团体来说也是一样。
You know, I'm sure there are brothers here that take responsibility.
我们知道我们当中也有负责的一些弟兄们。
We should pray for our brothers to have a guidance from the Lord.
我们可以为他们祷告, 让他们在神那里得到指示。
In all things.
在所有的事情上。
We need to always contend that the Lord is speaking and that we're hearing.
我们要因为神说话, 我们听到而, 满足。
It's the same reminder that I have as we're in Manhattan gathering together.
同样的, 在我们曼哈顿那边的聚会一样。
And especially because we're many young people.
那里面我有很多的年轻的人。
Oh, how much do we need the Lord?
我们何等需要主的指导。
So, it's just, as I conclude, I want to just a couple thoughts.
在我快要结束的时候, 我要, 有几个这样的想法。
You know, even this section there in John 15,
甚至在约翰福音15章中,
where it speaks of abiding in Him,
讲到我们住在主的里面,
apart from me, you can do nothing.
离开我, 你不能做什么。
I found it very interesting that it's between chapter 14 and chapter 16 of John.
非常有趣的, 在约翰福音14和15章这样的之间,
and what is the end of chapter 14?
在, 约翰福音14章的最后怎么讲的?
Talks about the gift of the Holy Spirit.
讲到, 这个圣灵的恩赐,
the helper.
这个, 保惠师,
and what's found right after this section in chapter 15?
在, 15章的, 开, 我们读的那个后面是怎么讲?
Speaks of the helper again.
又讲到这个保惠师, 圣灵,
the spirit of truth.
是讲到真理的圣灵。
You know, there have been times in the past where I've heard people complain in some way that in the Old Testament, it seemed like God spoke to people in a very clear way.
有些人这样抱怨, 说在好像在旧约中呢, 神说话非常的明确。
Almost like there was a jealousy because in the Old Testament, there was it seemed to be such a clear speaking.
好像我们非常嫉妒, 在旧约中呢, 好像神说话非常的清楚。
Personally, I think we have it much better.
我自己觉得呢，是我们实际上有更好的这样的清楚。
For we have the Holy Spirit in us.
因为我们里面有圣灵。
We don't have to rely on our own devices.
我们不需要靠其他的。
We don't have to try to do things on our own.
我们不需要靠自己来做事。
The Lord has given us the Holy Spirit.
主给了我们圣灵在我们里面。
To lead us into all truth.
让我们进入一切的真理。
To point us to Him.
让把我们指向神自己。
Even to remind and convict us of our need for Him.
并且能够提醒我们，让我们知道我们需要神。
I also think about Paul, and even as his declaration was,
我想到保罗，使徒保罗。
He said, by His grace, I am what I am.
他讲到靠着神的恩典，我可以成为今天的样子。
Even Paul, who had such, he was a, such a prolific writer and encourager of the saints.
甚至像保罗这样写了那么多书信来使圣徒得帮助的。
He realized that it's only by His grace.
他知道只有靠着神的恩典。Nothing
on His own.
不是靠他自己。
And it makes me think about how the branch doesn't hold on to the vine, but the vine holds on to the branch.
让我们提醒我们，我们的枝子好像不是连在这个葡萄树上，而是葡萄树来连住枝子。
And that's how our relationship is with the Lord.
这是我们和主的关系。
He holds on to us.
他来连着我们这个枝子。
He wants the best for us.
他要我们的最好。
As we go forth from here, let's make that declaration.
我们从这里开始，我们就需要向神来宣告。
A declaration of our utter need for Him.
来说我们完全的依赖神。
A declaration that we will listen to Him completely.
一个宣告，我们要完全来听他的说话。
And that we'll submit and follow without delay.
就把我们交出去，然后完全的没有单言的来听从他。
Thank you.
谢谢。
May I just close in prayer? Lord, we're so thankful for opening your word to us today.
主，我们非常感谢你把你的话打开。
We know that we can't even listen without you.
我们知道我们离了你甚至不能听。
Thankful so much for your gathering of your people this day.
非常感谢你把我们你的子民能够召聚在一起。
How we can remember you around your table and give you blessing and honor.
我们如何能够在你的饼杯面前可以给你尊荣，给你敬拜？
We want to make that declaration even as we go forth this day that we need you.
我们要从今天开始，我们要向你来宣告，我们需要你。
We're so thankful for your heart towards us.
我们非常感谢你对我们的心。
A heart that always extends that hand of mercy towards us.
你的心是向我们有怜悯，有恩典。
That leads us in paths of righteousness for your name's sake.
那为你自己的名引导我们走一路。
So we just come before you today and are thankful that you've opened up your word and now we go forth from here and say that we need you.
我们感谢你把我们带到这里一起的听你的话，并且从现在开始我们来完全的来听你的话。
We love you, Lord, and we pray that you would continue to speak to your people. Your servants are listening.
我们爱你，并且求你来继续向我们说话。
In Jesus' name we pray.
从耶稣基督的名，阿门。 Amen.